Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. Tomorrow marks 10 years since Massachusetts held the country's first same-sex marriage ceremonies. Some who married that day are marveling at how much has happened since then. WBUR's Gabriella Emanuel reports.
This is us signing our paperwork, and this is when we left City Hall. There weren't very many people left.
Just people there, was who were like, there to celebrate.
The Whitehead Plow family sits around their kitchen table in Worcester. With a bowl of ice cream in hand, 7-year-old Eleanor Whitehead Plow is perched on the lap of one of her moms. They're flipping through pictures from exactly 10 years ago.
This is the night of equal marriage, and that's the first couple.
Yeah. How long did you stay up?
We stayed up till like almost 4 or 5. All night.
And then we went and got married the next day.
I, Amy Whitehead.
Take you, Annette Plow.
Take you, Annette Plow.
To be my lawful wedded wife.
To be my lawful wedded wife.
As many married couples do, they soon decided to have a child and adopted Eleanor.
And Eleanor was born in 2007.
Mm-hmm.
And you waited until you were married.
We did.
Yeah.
We were really lucky that when Eleanor was born, both of us were able to be on the birth certificate.
Marriage made many of these practicalities easier, and it saved the family money on their taxes, their mortgage, their health insurance. But looking back, Annette says that the biggest benefit was a sense of social inclusion.
I remember the next day when I went to, whatever day it was, that I went to work, I was riding on the red line, and I looked around, and I was like, I feel completely equal to everybody, and I kind of felt taller for some reason.
Right.
I had not felt that way before.
Arlene Isaacson is co-chair of the Massachusetts Gay and Lesbian Political Caucus. She recalls being terrified at that moment. The majority of Americans opposed same-sex marriage, and political leaders in both parties were apathetic, if not hostile. The landmark ruling that cleared the way was the result of years of strategizing. Advocates decided to mount a legal challenge first in Massachusetts, because they thought judges here might be open to it, and they viewed the wording of the state constitution as favorable to their cause.
Many people feared some intangible evil would fall upon our nation. And so the day after we actually started to marry, all of us joked, oh, look, the sun still came up the next morning, and it was proof positive that the parade of horribles that our opponents had predicted, none of them came true. That has been one of the best marketing tools, if you will.
After the Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court struck down the ban on same-sex marriage, it took 4 years until another state, California, legalized it. And that only lasted a few months. Now gay marriage is legal in 17 states, plus the District of Columbia. That's a lot of progress in the eyes of one of the plaintiffs in the landmark Massachusetts court case. David Wilson, who is among those married one decade ago, grew up amidst the fight for racial equality.
When I compare it to the civil rights movement, which was over 50 years, and we're still talking about voting rights acts and, you know, still looking at issues that came out in the 50s and 60s, I can't imagine that for us, this is like overnight. It feels like it's overnight.
Wilson is quick to warn against declaring victory. He points out that people can still be fired for being gay. That happened to his husband. And he worries about addressing bullying and HIV. But he also thinks this is a moment to celebrate. From their kitchen table, Annette and Amy Whitehead Plow haven't figured out their anniversary plans yet. But they know it will be kid-oriented.
Oh, and we haven't even talked about it, have we?
We have 2 soccer games to go to.
Yeah, we do.
We have one of our friends' birthday party. We have something else kid-oriented to do.
They say this is exactly what they fought for, the opportunity to have an ordinary family weekend. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Gabriella Emanuel.